a simple question. Questions do or die. The devil's in the answer. I'm just a modern guy.
A set of local bands. My name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for another hour today. Now that it's school's getting out and it's the summer schedule coming in, I will be on from 2 to 4 on Monday afternoons here on WMFO, and I am very excited about that. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song you just heard was Smit E. Smitty with Just a Modern Guy from his new album of the same name. He is, wait a second. Yeah, he, this is a brand new album. He's a drummer who was in the bands Figures of a Beach and Fire King, among others. He moved from Detroit to Boston in 1985. And as I said, that was the title song from his album, Just a Modern Guy, Smit E. Smitty. Before that, you heard from brand new Bird Mancini album, Congratulations from Dreams and Illusions. The band is Ruby Bird on vocals and accordion and Billy Kyle Mancini on guitar and vocals. And they sometimes perform with other musicians as a full band. Before that was State of the Union with Ready Go from the 2014 album True. State of the Union evolved from Police State, which formed in 1981. Played around the local scene till breaking up in the early 90s, got back together in 2012, and then in 2014 recorded an album with David Minahan. State of the Union will be playing Saturday at the early show 4 to 8 at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Before that, Flight of Fire with Better Off Without You from their 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. They formed in 2009, hard rock and four-woman band, and was in the Rock and Roll Rumble in 2017, and they've opened for all kinds of bands like Bon Jovi, Jay Giles Band, and won the New England Music Award for Best in State for Massachusetts, I think last year. I'm so psyched to see women rocking hard. You don't see enough of that. The Flight of Fire will be playing Wednesday night at SoFar Sounds and Friday at 5 p.m. at the Hard Rock Cafe patio in Boston. And then before that was Diablogado with Gasoline from their self-titled 2016 album. And Diablogado will be playing Thursday night at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. I don't know if I announced, yeah, I did. Did I announce before that? Well, I'll announce it anyway because it's great. I think I did, but that before that you heard Joe Bonamassa, T for One, I Can't Quit Your Baby, from his brand spanking new album, British Blues Explosion Live. I saw a thing of that concert on PBS about a month or so ago, maybe more than that. It was great stuff. And you know, doing the British blues explosion kinds of songs like, you know, Clapton and Beck and Zeppelin, and it's really cool stuff. And Joe can do it on his guitar, is so great, you know, I love it. And I'll be playing more from that album in subsequent weeks of my shows, of course. Of course, you know I will. Okay, now this is interesting because I wasn't sure until last night if I was having 2 hours or 1 hour, so that was my 1 hour of scheduled music, and this next hour is just going to be, I guess you could say, totally freeform, which is cool, as I'm just winging it right now. I don't know. You know, I didn't know what I was playing and all that. I just grabbed a stack of CDs and this other stuff here. I have some digital stuff, and I'll see what I feel like playing. It's going to be random, but ain't that what freeform is? All right, what do we have next? I have... Oh, I think I have some Led Zeppelin. Yep. It's a great, I love this album. It's, what is it? BBC Sessions. And what do I have for you? I have a great, one of the great live Zeppelins, Dazed and Confused. We'll be right back. Sorry about my misannouncement for that song. I had the wrong CD desk here. That was from the brand new Joe Bonamassa album. What is it? Excuse me a minute. Yep, British Blues Explosion Live, and that was him doing Spanish Boots, which you probably remember from Jeff Beck. And great stuff. I have two CD players here, and I just pressed the wrong one. I'm sorry about that, but you could I'm sure you enjoyed that song anyway. And now I will get back to Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused for you.
Not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Sweet little baby, say what you will. Your tongue wags so much when I send you the bill.
That was Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused from the Live at the BBC CD. And before, I know I mixed up the song, sorry about that. Before that, you heard Joe Bonamassa doing Spanish Boots from the new album. Where is it? On everything in front of me. It's live. British Blues Explosion live, right? Yeah. Yes, British Blues Explosion live. All right, let's see what I got for you now. I was just scarfing up some CDs around the station here that I'm going to put a couple of things I haven't even heard yet. Have not heard them, don't know what to expect, but we will see. But first I'll play something. Let's see. Oh, yes, of course, Bad Marriage. Got to play some Bad Marriage, right? Great local hard rock and band. This is Ms. Outrageous, which they just released a video for.
Rewriting, recreating the same old programs over and over and over. Into modern times.
Better off dead. Whiskey talk. question your existence. No time. Walk the path of least resistance. Systematic, totally static, and so pragmatic to the end. Alphabetic, too eclectic, and too pathetic to pretend.
Started playing some discs I have not heard before. I just wanted to borrow or a couple I found here at WMFO that looked like they might be good. And so far, I like what I've heard. The last one you just heard was Dave Kilminster. He's a serious guitarist who played with a lot of prog bands. I believe he's with Steve Wilson right now. And this is from his album Scarlet, the Director's Cut, and that song was Static. And before that, you heard Coco Montoya with Lost in the Bottle from album Hard Truth. Coco Montoya is a really great guitarist. He was in John Mayall's Blues Breakers back in the 80s, I believe. I saw him perform at, I think it was the Regatta Bar, maybe like 8 or 10 years ago, something like that. So that's a couple I never heard before, and I like what I heard. And now I've got something else I just found here, and I never heard before either. This is an album, new album, John Kay and Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf at 50, 1967 to 2017. And it's, I guess there was a big box set or whatever of, you know, Steppenwolf songs. Yeah, a 41-song collection. And contains four previously unreleased tracks from John Kay's vault. And I have here a sampler with those tracks, and I'm going to play now. I don't know what this is going to sound like. I like Steppenwolf, so it should be good. This song is called Labor of Love, and it was previously unreleased. So here is Steppenwolf. Wait a minute here.
Oh. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
let's see what you just heard. Like I said, I was going through a lot of albums, just finding them, stuff I hadn't heard before. It looked like they'd be good because I knew who the artists were, and they were pretty good. Let's see now. Okay, the last thing I told you about was John Kay and Steppenwolf with a previously unreleased song, Labor of Love, from Steppenwolf at 50, 1967 to 2017. Before that was Jane Lee Hooker, local band. No, they're not a local band. I'm sorry. No. I was thinking they were, but they're not. I think they're from New York. It was Mama Said from album Spiritus. There, I just really, as I said when I played Flight of Fire, I love hearing hard rockin' women. And that's another one of them hard rockin' women bands. Then before that, The Bad Flowers with I Don't Believe It from Starting Gun, which is the brand new debut album. They are from London, I believe. It's the UK. Let me see. I don't know. UK. I'm not sure where in the UK. And it's great stuff. It's one of my favorite new bands. And then before that was Blackstone Cherry with New Kind of Feeling from their new album, Family Tree. It's just released a few weeks ago. Being formed in Kentucky in 2001, produced this album in the same location where they recorded their self-titled debut album, which was Glasgow, Kentucky. And what a, okay, then the last thing you heard was Leo Gunn.